Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
It's talking about writing out the vision and making it plain, making it plain, making it plain, making it plain, making it plain. It's something about writing it out, not making it too complicated, but making it plain, making it easily understood to yourself, to your spirit, and to those around you that can encourage you to walk in it. It's something about writing the vision and making it plain.
Amen.
Making it understandable.
Amen.
And putting it into actions. Whatever you got to do, create a calendar or a daily goal chart. This keeps us organized. Whatever you have to do, do it. Put it into action. Having a life of structure and organization bursts out more vision. And vision, when you have vision, that creates more results in each of our lives and also in the lives of those around us. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I know I'm preaching good on this. Glory to God.
Man, yes.
I know I'm preaching well. So, organization and structure, these are the methods of Jesus Christ. He wants a more organized lifestyle from his people. He wants more structure from KCI as a whole. And that starts with the leaders. And this is why we are implementing this.
Amen.
But you can't be, but a child can't be what a child can't see.
Amen. Teach it.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Every leader still has to learn from something, some entity, somewhere else, ultimately God.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care. As I tell people, I don't care. You could have been in a prophetic, as far as prophetic ministry or apostolic ministry, 45 years. You're still learning and growing. When your britches get so big where you think that you can't be taught, then that's where you begin to mess up. That's where your vision begins to fall.
Amen. Amen.
So glory to God. KCI first method is first loving people.
Amen.
That's our first method. I was in the Holy Ghost the other day, and the Holy Spirit began to, I was thinking about different outreach methods and stuff like that. It was heavy on my heart. And the Holy Spirit said love along with the outreach. Love. Love. Love is the foundation. So that's KCI's first method. We're talking about methods. Our first method is just to love on you.
Amen.
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 Next, it is training people to become effective leaders in the church and ultimately the kingdom of God. And a lot of people don't understand this. The kingdom of God and the church are not the same. The church is a vehicle to win souls into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is what Adam and Eve walked in the beginning. And it's all going to revert back, meaning all going to go back to the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is going to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem here and on the new earth. Did you hear what I just said?
Amen.
So the church won't be forever. The church won't be forever. We ain't gonna always have the church, but we're gonna always have the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Or the kingdom of heaven. What does the Bible say? It says everything shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. His word is his kingdom. His kingdom is his word. His word created. His word was creation. That is what we have to have as our foundation. So we got to first have love. We really got to love. I'm telling you, you can't love other people and don't love the people that's in your own house.
Amen.
That's right.
Because you then become a hypocrite. I mean, in your own house where you live, but I also mean in your own church. That's not the love of God. If you always got attitudes, you always got something going on with you and you just nasty to everybody, that's not love. And then when you go out into the public, then basically what you're doing is you're putting on a front. The Bible calls that having a form but denying the power. The power ain't always in laying hands and people falling out. The power is the demonstration of his love.
Teach it. Woo! Yes.
Amen.
I'm trying to get you to understand this. So if you ain't got love, demonstrating love in your own house, you a hypocrite. Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites. And I want you to understand this, because we live in grace. That don't mean you can't have bad days, even bad weeks, but you don't stay there.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
So this is the method. I want you to write it down. I want you to implement this into your life, into your daily life. KCI first method is loving people. That's our foundation. The only reason that I do anything that I do is because of the love of God and the love of people.
Amen.
And
yeah.
And it's not to have a pity party, but I gotta use me as an example. People give to this ministry, and we give right back out. Hear me real good. You got to understand this as an example. The only reason we do anything is because of the love.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The only reason I sleep on a floor pad and not a bed is because I know the $500 that somebody blessed us with in this ministry could be given and used to a family out there that's less fortunate.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. It's love. I don't have to live like that. I don't have to do any of that. But it's love. I'm sacrificing for the greater, for the more that is coming. So the first method is loving people. The next method is training people to become effective leaders in the church and ultimately in the kingdom of God, moving in signs, miracles, and wonders. That's one of our pillars. That's one of KCI pillars. We move in great signs, miracles, and wonders. Somebody also been speaking, the Lord showing me, against the signs, miracles, and wonders. You better be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
That sign, miracle that you speak against could mess around, and the fire of God can come, and it can be a curse to your life.
Amen.
God is not playing in this end time. Be very careful what you speak against. They spoke against Jesus and said he's doing all these miracle signs and wonders. He the chief of devils. You know what that's called, people of God? What they did, that's called blasphemy. The Bible says that is the only unforgivable sin. So that means if you blaspheme God, it's over for you.
My God.
Ain't no repentance, ain't none of that. That's the number one, the only unforgivable sin, saying that what God is doing is not real.
My God.
Mm. How do you know? Have you talked to those people that got them broken bones healed? Well, what you talking against it for?
Mm.
Have you talked to those people that got $30,000 in their bank account? Well, what you speaking against it for? That's immature Christian behavior.
Yes, it is. Mm.
That's right.
Did you talk to the little boy grandma that's 12 years old and lives in Texas? Did you call her up and ask about the x-ray and ask her that and look at the pictures of her 12-year-old right now playing baseball because the apostle released God's word, glory to God, over his life? Did you talk to these people? Did you talk to these people? Well, why are you talking about? Why are you speaking against God's glory?
That's right, amen.
Mm. Amen.
That is a sin you cannot be forgiven from. You might as well pack your bags and just go live in the world if you start doing that.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
You ain't got to take my word for it. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
So signs, miracles, and wonders. It's in the Bible. You can look it up for yourself. So signs, miracles, and wonders is another pillar of this ministry. But also strong business. Strong business and discipleship. Mm-hmm. We want to be strong in business, and this is why when I say business, I mean administration, and this is why we're creating new systems in this ministry. I'm telling you people of God, what God is doing is amazing. I cannot wait to get ready to present it to the people, specifically KCI. I cannot get ready to present it. God is doing some amazing things.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Discipleship, which is the reproduction of Jesus in every aspect of our lives, both personal as well as ministry-wise. But discipleship, which is the reproduction of Jesus in every aspect of our lives, both personal as well as ministry-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by discipleship is reproducing passion, reproducing prayer in our schools, in our lives, even if we can't go in the schools, surrounding the schools, in the parking lots, with the kids. The reproduction of the passion of Christ in our lives as well as in our ministries. Also becoming strong communicators. Communicators first if you marry with your husband and wife and then next to your children, your family, and then next to the world, the souls. Communicating the word of God to your families and to the lost sheep. We want to be strong in communication to the people of the world, the people that we're trying to win. We want to be strong orators, being able to speak well, speak clearly, to get across your message effectively to the people.
And
you want to be able to speak well. It don't mean that you got to be flawless, but you train yourself to speak. Even if you got to stand for people who are preachers, I don't know, I started out years ago. I used to look at myself in the mirror and preach, and I sometimes still do preach to myself. Training yourself to speak effectively. And this is why we push people to get before the people of God and speak, because you become more, this is called hands-off training, because the Holy Spirit begins to deal with you. The more that you speak in front of the people, the more comfortable you get. The jitters leave you. Some of the butterflies go. You get used to it, and next thing you know, you're growing, and the Holy Spirit is shaping you. You're getting that growth. You're becoming an awesome orator, an awesome speaker, being able to speak well and clear to get your point across or your message across.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Strong in leadership and in multiple areas overall. Glory to God. Another method. And we got to understand this, KCI, because this is close to my heart. A method, and it's close to God's heart, another method is having the spirit of excellence in everything we do.
Amen.
When we got the tour around the church we went to, that church seat about 800 people. We got a tour at field to capacity. Mm-hmm. When we got the tour from the woman of God, she walked us around the church and she said, we have a spirit of excellence here. Excellence in the paperwork, excellence in the communication, excellence even in keeping the house of God clean. The men of God, the men of God bathroom, they smell good. The women of God smell good. You go some places and some churches, unfortunately, you got cobwebs hanging from the ceiling. You got toilet paper all over the floor. You're like, what is that? You're supposed to be the house of God. You're supposed to take care of the house of God better than you take care of your personal house.
Amen.
Amen.
That's called the spirit of excellence. This is another method of Jesus Christ, having the spirit of excellence in every excellence in everything that we do. That doesn't mean that you can't make mistakes. That simply means putting forth the best effort possible in every aspect.
Amen.
Jesus put his all. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus put his all.
Jesus put his all
into the cross, getting there and accomplishing the assignment of death that he was assigned to, and being raised up in total and complete glory and victory of this life. And so we also have to be the same, but we have to strive for that, which is the spirit of excellence. All around the board, spirit of excellence. So you know what that means? That means if you sing, you sing with his anointing. You sing with all your heart. If you preach the word of God or teach the word of God, you teach with his anointing. You teach with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you invest in yourself. You invest in yourself. You research better ways to do things. You perfect your craft in him. You work on it. You apply yourself. That's called going after the spirit of excellence.
Amen.
I remember one time, now this is old school, but I don't know. I don't care. I like it. One time the choir was singing under my old bishop, and they was just half-heartedly doing it, and they just wasn't into it. I don't know if they had a long day or what. And the bishop can tell, he got up, he stopped the whole service and said, and he rebuked them. He said, if you're going to sing, you better sing with the anointing of God.
Amen.
soon as you step in the house of God, everything that was upon you, it'll probably still be there, but you got to learn to press it back, leaders. You got to ignore that and say, it's not about me, but it's about those lost people that's coming in that door. So if I can sing and I can worship, or if I can get behind a pulpit and preach with all my heart so conviction can fall, so transformation and deliverance can come in their life, I'm going to do what I got to do. If I got to get online and I got to research different ways to communicate to the people of God, I'm going to do what I got to do. If I got to watch sermons to take different styles, or if I got to watch sermons to try to incorporate some things into how I preach and teach, I'm going to do what I got to do because I want the spirit of excellence in my ministry and in my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And for those of us who roll in our eyes and don't want to get it, the Lord told me to tell me, he told me to say this. He's about to bring more people to this ministry. And for those of us who don't want to get it, we're going to be pushed onto the side and we're going to be bystanders. Because we don't want to be used. The Lord showed me there's five new families. Hear me real good. You can mark it down. There's five new families that's getting ready to come to KCI Worldwide. We have to be the examples to those families. Don't let them come in and be the examples to us.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So if you sing, if you preach, if you teach, I'm just using these as examples. Whatever you do for God, do it with all your heart.
That's right.
Whatever you do, research, study on it. Whatever you do, do it with the anointing of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. So those are some methods. Those are a few methods. And also, we want to have organizational structure. So what we're doing is we're creating organizational structure, but we want you to also have an awareness and a longing and a passion, and to want to understand how we are operating as a church and an organization. It all starts with you. You got to want it. You have to want it. You got to have the passion and the help to build your church.
That's right.
You got to be initiative. You got to be initiative. You have to show some initiation. And you have to be self-prop. You have to be proactive.
Amen.
You got to be proactive. You understand what I'm saying, people of God?
Amen.
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 You got to be proactive. You got to be proactive. You got to be proactive. Now, if you're already doing this stuff, then it don't apply to you. But then again, it does apply to you because that means you can do more. That's the title of this message. Even though you're doing what you're doing, you can always do better. You can always become better. You can always do more. So if you're doing this already, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it and try to do it even more. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
Yes, yes.
So we got outreach efforts that we're about to do. Certain things like we're going to do give out basketballs and uniforms to little league teams. These are our goals. This is stuff we're about to do. Go to the police departments and pray with the officers. Have a prayer partner day for the police force.
Amen.
Talk to whoever we can, and we go on the base, or we go to the sheriff's department, or go to the Navy police department, wherever we go, and we talk to whoever we need to, and we organize a prayer for the men and for the women, for the officers, and we buy them all lunch while we're doing it.
Amen.
This is the stuff that we're about to do. That's why I say we got a lot of stuff that we're going to present, specifically to KCI. I'm telling you, God is doing some, my God, he's about to do some amazing things. Have a firefighter's day. Big events. Have a firefighter's day. Go to the fire department, buy them all pieces, and say, here's a gift certificate or something for your family. Something, we're about to implement these things because it starts from loving the people in our community, loving the professionals in our community. I want a church full of professional people, and I want them to see that we actually love and we actually care. Glory to God.
Amen.
Right. Creating these big events, and this is why your tithes and offerings are so important as well. But I detach myself from that. I preach. What I do is I preach and teach on giving, and then I might teach and show teachings on giving to help you have an understanding, but I detach myself from that, and I say, now that's between you and God. So I'm not, unless you're a leader in this ministry and I see inconsistency in that, then when we also structure in that as well. But if we see inconsistency in that, then I will approach you about it because you're a leader and you got to be the example. But if you're a lay member or what have you, I leave that in God's hands. After I preach and teach on it, I just pray that you get it because it's going to bless your life, and it's also going to bless the lives of the souls that we're trying to reach.
Teach it.
Amen.
All right.
As a leader, I'm gonna make sure I pay my tithes. I'm gonna make sure I pay my tithes before I do anything. I'm gonna make sure my tithes and offerings paid, because once I pay that, I know God's gonna cover everything else.
That's right.
Teaching, yes. Priority, yes.
But that's me as a leader. Even before I was pastor, and I was like that. And once I caught on to it, once I learned as a deacon. Once I learned this, because I started out as a deacon. Once I learned this as a deacon, I didn't let it go. Once my wife learned this, she didn't let it go. Matter of fact, we started teaching the younger people. She taught him, and when he would get little income, he'd be like, you know what? I got to pay my tithes and offerings. One time he paid his tithes and offerings, and he got a major blessing. Somebody came along and bought him, he loves Jordans, bought him the new Jordans and whole outfits and everything, and he paid his tithes and offerings, and God blessed him back with triple.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's something that I like about our own brother Austin. Any little thing he gives, he giving it. Sometimes he giving the whole thing.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I got to give honor what honor is due. But I want you to understand this. I want you to understand this. So we're having big events. Prayer for the police department. For the firefighters. Buying Little League jerseys for Little League teams, whether basketball, football, having prayer with the teams, literally going out to the police force and praying with the officers.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody loves prayer. Everybody can use prayer.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the generals.